welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having a magnificent Monday today. Got a lot of interesting articles for you. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I tell you what, life is good, and I'm just really happy to have such a wonderful weekend. We have relatively good weather over the weekend, but today it's just very overcast, very chemtrailed up again, so it's kind of frustrating because all the lizards have not yet gone into hibernation because it stays hot and cold, hot and cold. So it's always nice when the lizards disappear for a few months around here.
Yeah, well, as part of it in Florida, it's definitely staying pretty pretty warm and stuff and everything going on. But it is what it is. We had some of our friends over here from Utah today we talked to, and they were laughing because they said it's so odd when you're down in Florida because nothing ever changes as far as the season. It's kind of hot during the summer, and it's kind of hot during Thanksgiving, and it's kind of cool, warm during Christmas, and that's about the extent of it, whereas when you go up north and out west, you know, you have distinct seasons every couple months, and we just don't have that in Florida, but it is what it is. It's still nice down here year-round most of the time.
It is. Well, I've got an interesting story. This is from a writer. His name is Starman. And he's right. It's funny to me because it got my attention because it says Deutschland ist kaputt. Now he said it in German, and then he said Germany is finished. But kaputt doesn't really mean finished. Kaputt means more broken. So basically, but you know, you could extrapolate it to finished, but it'd be okay like that. But he wrote a really interesting article. He said, "Congratulations to Chancellor Angela Merkel for doing to Germany what the mighty 8th Air Force and a zillion bombs could never do." Destroy Germany completely by throwing one of the most orderly and disciplined nations in the world into absolute anarchy, chaos, and violence. Today, the UK Express and Jihad Watch reported on another horrific story coming out of Germany that involves the brutal murder of a 19-year-old daughter of a high-ranking EU official who was a medical school student. An Afghan migrant has admitted the rape and the murder of the medical student who also worked voluntarily at a refuge center for migrants. Maria Ladenberger, the daughter of a high-ranking EU official, was returning from a party in the university city of Freiburg in Deutschland when she was assaulted by a cycle path. She was raped and then drowned before her body was found in the river Dresham. The shocking incident happened in October, but details have only been released after the arrest on Friday. The suspect, an Afghan migrant, was caught after police found DNA on a scarf near the path, and the scarf reportedly belonged to Maria. Plus, they found hair on a blackberry bush where she had been raped. Officers then trawled the CCTV to find out people with similar hairstyle, which led them to the suspect. Following the arrest, the suspect, age 17, pleaded guilty to the attack and will be sentenced next year. The armed migrant arrived in Germany last year. The unnamed migrant arrived in Germany last year as an unaccompanied minor and lived with a local family in the city. Ms. Ladenberg reportedly worked in her spare time helping out the refugee homes in Freiburg, but it's unclear whether she ever met her murderer before he took her life. The dead girl's father is Dr. Clemens Ladenberger, a lawyer who works as the right-hand man to the legal director of the European Commission. The death of Maria never had to happen. There are two people responsible for Maria's death, the Afghan migrant scumbag who killed her and Angela Merkel's, whose lunatic policies killed Maria. Merkel might as well be an accomplice to first-degree murder. None of this ever had to happen. None of the riots, the billions of euros wasted, the lives lost, the crimes committed, the general mayhem ever had to happen. Did it, Chancellor Merkel? She did it all. According to Angela Merkel, the twisting, narrow medieval streets of Germany have turned into a labyrinth of horror, according to this gentleman. In the last 2 years, nearly 2.5 million refugees have entered Germany, courtesy of Angela Merkel's insane open border policies, which is draining Germany's once excellent medical and social services and bringing anarchy by day and terror by night to this nation. Besides catastrophically depleting Germany's social and medical services, the crime rate in Germany has skyrocketed in the last 2 years, exploding 70%. And guys, that's what they're reporting. I guarantee you it's much higher than that. Since Merkel lowered the castle drawbridge and allowed every rapist, murderer, petty crook, and jihadi from the Middle East into the once well-scrubbed and well-run land of Bär and Gemütlichkeit. Now, the thing about this is, Gemütlichkeit is like a feeling of like warmth and welcomeness. Now, what's interesting about this is Germany is a mess, but it's not getting any better in the United States. I just got a video in this weekend in which there were massive amounts of Africans and basically Muslims coming in across the border And the sad part about this is it's an open door policy right now, and they're coming in by the thousands and thousands. They already have terrorist cells all over the United States that were brought in from that cleric out of Turkey. And so the sad part about all of this is it's going to get much, much worse before it gets better, Austin. I am so glad that Trump is here and that Trump is doing it. And I really hope that we don't have a false flag that's going to prevent Trump from taking office. What do you think, son?
I do, too. There's definitely a lot of different things on the table that could be a option for a lot of these guys to use as a false flag. What we've seen with all the Islamic terror camps throughout the United States now that the FBI currently knows about, but they're refusing to even investigate. They simply say they watch them, which is funny because you see people that, you know, are growing a couple plants of marijuana in their backyard and they get raided by 35 DEA agents. Yeah, we know about multiple Islamic terror groups in the hundreds, in some cases, at these camps, training with all types of different weaponry. But yet we sit there and say, well, we just need to watch them and see what they do. Simply don't understand that concept whatsoever. But obviously, if you know the background of this and you know that the government holds on to a lot of this stuff to be used as false flags in the future, there's a good possibility that we know what may happen. That's why I've told everybody for the last couple of months, even before Trump got elected, it's pertinent right now that everybody stays as self-sufficient and as prepared as possible. If you have a decent amount of food on hand, if you have water purification on hand, if you have some ammo, if you have guns, if you have some silver, if you know how to be self-sufficient in most areas of your life, a lot of this stuff will not affect you as negatively as some other areas that people are just completely unprepared. But now to go to a different story, I wanted to bring this up immediately so I don't miss it on the show today. I wanted to double-check this, and I did earlier. The National Vaccine Information Center just released an urgent, basically, newsletter out today for all Americans concerned about federal government-forced vaccines on the public. What's going on now is they warned that H.R. 34, a.k.a. what's also known as the 21st Century Cures Act, contains a provision that would authorize the Food and Drug Administration to fast-track all new vaccines. And in addition, get this, guys, this is going right back to 1986 again. In addition, the measure would also provide a complete liability shield for fetal vaccine injury or death caused by vaccines administered during pregnancy.
The
21st Century Cures Act is a drug company stockholders' dream and a consumer's worst nightmare, Bob Lowell Fisher said, who's the co-founder of MVIC. She said, making experimental drugs quickly available for sick and dying who voluntarily choose to use them is one thing, but Congress should not be greasing the skids to license experimental vaccines that the government will recommend and then legally require healthy children and adults to use. It is a prescription for complete and total disaster. And Dad, this is exactly what we saw happen in 1986, and we have now seen the explosion of autism since vaccine manufacturers could literally make anything they wanted, essentially, in their lab and get it approved almost immediately with the vaccine laws and have no recourse whatsoever for death or damages done to individuals that take these vaccines. Now they're going a step further. They aren't even happy enough with just protecting people that are alive and walking around and not allowing them to basically be able to sue these companies. Now they want to do it to completely shield them for any type of fetal vaccine injury or death whatsoever induced during pregnancy. I don't know how much more clear-cut it can get to the American population. Always remember, guys, every time they mandate something, it always has an ulterior motive, and in most cases, it always benefits somebody else but the American public, i.e. the drug corporations, the pharmaceuticals, the insurance companies, or the government. It rarely when something is mandated, forced upon the American population, is it usually good for everybody that's mandated against that.
You know, Austin, the sad part about this is every alternative talk show needs to be discussing this like we do. They don't do that. Very rarely some of the mainstream alternative talk actually discuss the vaccines in detail like this because they don't consider it relevant, I don't guess. But see, maybe they have already have children that have not had vaccines or have had vaccines and they're not as committed or as dedicated to this cause as we are. Guys, listen to me. This is one of the single biggest things you've got to get through to all of your friends, is that this vaccination of pregnant women, this vaccination of these young children, is causing a lot of the health epidemics. But it goes right back to the globalist, Austin, and the reduction of the population. Yep. If you can get the bulk of the population with autism within 20 years, which is what they're shooting for as far as all the newborns, it'll completely destroy the reproduction in the United States of white people. Now, I know that sounds terribly weird when I say that, but it will. Because if they're still bringing in all of these Muslims and all of these other degenerates from other countries, they really don't care if the whites reproduce and will basically be replaced. And so the founding race that started the United States will be basically just done. They'll be like Germany is kaput, broken, gone, finished. And that's the thing they're not getting. What they don't get is this. Frosty Wooldridge wrote a pretty good article on Muslims, and he said, here's some of the direct quotes out of the Quran. Quran 8:12. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve, who aren't Muslims. Therefore, strike off the heads and strike off their fingertips. Quran 3:56. As to those who reject our faith, I will punish them with terrible agony in this world and then in the hereafter, nor will they ever have anyone to help. The Quran contains at least 109 verses that call Muslims to war against non-believers for the sake of Islamic rule. Some are very graphic, with commands to chop off heads and fingers and to kill infidels wherever they may be hiding. Allah will send them to hell if they do not join the slaughter. Artin's knife and a car attack aren't the first this year, talking about what happened in Columbus. And then it goes on to detail about all of this stuff, what they do. Moderate Muslims kill 20,000 women annually via honor killings advocated by the Quran, according to the United Nations report on honor killings. They cut all their girls with female genitalia mutilation, which proves barbaric beyond human understanding. Now, that's not true. They don't do all of them like that. Just certain sects do. They arrange gay marriages. They arrange marriages for little girls to 40-year-old men, as a matter of course. That's true. They kill gays. That's true. They subject and beat their women in submission at all times. That's not true, but they do beat and kill them a lot, especially the Muslim countries, not in this country. No one enjoys freedom of speech. That's pretty much true, especially in the Arab countries you saw by now. Thought, clothing, spouse, or religious choice is in Islamic-dominated countries. If they can't find infidels to slaughter, they vanquish millions of their own. Shiites, the Kurds, and the Sunnis kill each other for the past 1,000 years. So here's what he's saying this, and this is what Frosty says. The more Muslims we import, the more terror events. It's the nature of the religion, and it's not going to change, because as their numbers grow, so does their push for Sharia law. There is no way to soften their prime directive, convert or kill all non-believers. One look at Europe shows you our future. Journalist Daniel Greenfield wrote, when you turn on the evening news and see a running death toll is happening more and more often, the brand of Islamic terror only needs one thing, more Muslims. Lone wolf terrorism operates off the existing Muslim population in a particular group. The bigger the Muslim population, the bigger the risk. The FBI or other law enforcement agencies cannot monitor even a fraction of the Islamic settler population sympathetic to terror. Guys, this is a major problem. And the problem is this. When we bring people in from South America that are Catholics into the United States, we've already got a bunch of Catholics here. The Catholics believe in Jesus. Christians believe in Jesus. Okay, we got that. That's okay. The two are mutually compatible as long as you don't have people that are zealots on either end. The Muslims aren't like that. They are not compatible with Christianity when they're Islamic extremists, Muslims, jihadists. That's not okay. We really need to do exactly what Trump says and stop all immigration of these guys into the United States until we sort these guys out and figure out who in the world we're letting in. And by the way, we probably need to stop bombing Syria and the Middle East in the meantime and let them stay where they belong. What do you think, Austin?
No, you're absolutely right with that. And in my opinion, a lot of the black, you know, operations of the government, as far as, you know, the black ops, the ones that they don't talk about that are one of the off the books, that's what they've done now, is that they've intentionally found a way to exploit this Islam agenda with Germany now, with the United States, with the terror groups, as I just talked about earlier, that the FBI is watching and doesn't do anything about. So there's a lot of different things that people need to realize are going on here, and not just take everything at face value with what CNN tells you, and now they're trying to say anything that we say, anything that Alex says, anything that Hagman says is fake news now. And you notice, if you guys notice this, if you listen to any of these snippets, which I've listened to a couple of them simply because I want to see how they're talking about us and how they're referring to us, they rarely ever say any specific quote or specific article that we write or specific discussion and quote what we're talking about. If you notice that, they never do that. They speak in generality of it. They simply say, oh, everything on InfoWars is basically fake news. Everything these people say is fake news. So instead of picking something out and saying, well, this is fake news, we don't agree with it, we don't think it's accurate, and we think it's fake, if they did that, then we would be able to come back and rebuttal and say, no, here's research, here's an article, here's another research study, here's another somebody, an eyewitness account, here's somebody else, and say, no, obviously this isn't fake news. Next question, please. You're just lying again. They won't do that. They won't pinpoint anything. So they've just generally said now, this is fake news. This is propaganda. Now Congress, I saw earlier on InfoWars, in this whole new NDAA bill that's supposed to get passed on this next one, they want to start allowing $80 million a year to be spent to combat fake news. And they just generally put this in now. They don't even specifically state anything of where it is, what people are saying. This is all coming down to completely muzzling any alternative media. They don't want us talking about the fact that they're about to pass a bill that is literally going to completely shield vaccine companies from any liability of harm or death to fetuses while they're in the womb from the mothers taking vaccines. They don't want us talking about this stuff, guys. The only thing they want us to think about and talk about is what they give us to talk about on the news. That's the whole aspect of what they tell us what to think about, and then they give us the information that they want us to talk about. That's all they do. There's no investigative journalism that's done anymore in the mainstream media. We all know that. Agman said that before numerous times. It doesn't exist. There is none. It's all about what they're told to talk about, what's on the teleprompter, and that is it. There's no teleprompter here. If you guys haven't ever noticed that, if you guys ever noticed me and Dad, there is no crib sheet. There are no notes. There's no teleprompter. We go an hour off the cuff here on all these different articles and discuss them. That's it. We tell you what we think about them, and you guys have to make your own decision about them. There is no ulterior motive here. We're telling you what it is, what we have found to be the truth, and you guys make the final decision. That's it, Deb. That's one aspect that I like about us and Hagman and all of us. We have no ulterior motive here. All we're trying to do is inform the population.
Well, no, I mean, quite frankly, I'd rather just do every show on health and nutrition and not bother with all of this other stuff. But nobody else is bothering with this other stuff, and we've got to tell the people the truth. I mean, sometimes, you know, Alex will hit certain things or Hagman will hit certain things, but, you know, we're the ones that are talking about all of this other alternative news that nobody else wants to discuss, you know, like what's going on in scalar wave technology, et cetera. It's just that I know all that stuff because I've studied it so long, and I realize that a lot of that stuff is really how should I say this? People find it very informative and they want to learn more, so that's why I put so much effort into it. I mean, I did a show on UFOs and aliens on Hagman a couple of weeks ago. A couple of months ago, I had to read 2,000 pages of books to do that show. Now, quite frankly, some of the stuff that I learned in there was new. Some of it was so horrible that I didn't want to know it to start with, but it's what I try to do. We try to give you guys a broad variety of the different things that are coming at us all, and we try to filter it out, kind of like your reticulator activator does at the base of your brain, so you guys get the crux of the information that you need to have to make informed decisions and have informed consent. Guys, you know, it would be easier just to talk about health for the whole hour. And you guys, some of you may be thinking, well, I wish you guys would talk about health for the whole hour. Well, yeah, I could do that. But who's going to talk about all this other stuff that we talk about? See, that's why I try to put a big net out there to try to bring as many people in to listen to the show so we can say, okay, not everybody cares about the health, believe it or not. That's true. Not everybody cares about their own health. They ignore it until it goes away. Then suddenly they care about it. I mean, I see that all the time. But then a lot of you guys, you want to have us talk about all these variety of different topics. And so it's really great. That's why I have a personal email list. I send about a dozen or so emails every single day, sometimes more, just to people letting them know, hey, there's some other things going on that you guys need to be made aware of. And hopefully we cover them pretty good. By the way, fully armed and ready to attack, there are jihadi compounds, which you just said a few minutes ago, Austin, all over the U.S. that are stockpiling weapons and preparing for end times battle. This is interesting because it's out of the All News Pipeline. This is by Duclos. It said in December 2015, after the San Bernardino terror attack, which killed 14 people and seriously injured another 22, with one of the deceased jihadists of the attack having been allowed into the U.S. under a visa program without sufficient vetting. Donald Trump was criticized for his assertion that there should be a shutdown of Muslims entering the U.S. until our country representatives could figure out what's going on. Now, guys, there's all kinds of terrorist cells being trained, by the way, in our by our CIA, all over the United States. Known Jamaat terror camps are Deposit, New York, Hancock, New York, Springfield, Massachusetts, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Fairfax, Virginia, Dover, Tennessee, Jessup, Georgia, Marion, Alabama, Coldwater, Michigan, Oak Hill, California. And this list just goes on and on. There's over 21 of these things that they know are terror camps all over the United States with stockpiled weapons. Guys, once they get ready to start rolling these things out and doing all this stuff, these fully trained jihadists will be able to wreak havoc in all of these different cities and regions as they're commanded to do so. So, guys, let's stay alert. Let's stay frosty. What's your next story, Oz?
Oh, absolutely. This ties back into last Friday. I wanted to kind of touch base on it just to show the arrogance of Martin Shkreli, the hedge fund manager. If you guys remember when we talked about yesterday about the Daraprim, how those kids down in Australia basically manufactured the pill for $2 that originally was $13.50 was the retail on it. Now it's $750 a pill after this Martin guy took the compound over. Now what's interesting is he's come out now as a rebuttal to that, because basically the media's blown up with it all online. Everybody's talking about the fact that they recreated this product for $2 worth of compounds now and made a generic version for $2, one that originally was only $13.50 retail. As soon as he took it over, he started charging $750 a pill. Listen to what this arrogant guy. Remember, this guy never manufactured this product, as far as he never actually labbed this product. He did not come in a lab and build this product. He took the product over it after it had already been manufactured and then turned around and exponentially increased the cost on. This is what he said to these guys in Australia now. Almost any drug can be made at a small scale for a low price. Glad it makes you feel good, though. Also, don't hold your breath waiting for this cheaper alternative to show up in the U.S. That was his response of sitting there raping and pillaging the American population for a compound that they clearly showed cost $2 from the manufacturer, one that was only $13.50 just years ago, that now he charges $7.50 a pill for. This is the type of just insanity that happens in the pharmaceutical industry, why nobody trusts them anymore, why you should not trust them anymore, and you should always get a second or third opinion, and you should always research these compounds before you go on them. Now, Daraprim, that was a completely different one, as Dad talked about on Friday. That was for the parasites. But a lot of this stuff, as we've talked about before, the cholesterol medication, the statin drugs, and all that, the high blood pressure medications, the metformin with the blood sugar. In many cases, a natural diet and natural supplement can really, really help control those issues without any medications at all. And again, if you're on those medications, talk to your doctor about tapering them down and look at our protocols that we have, and also dietary changes you can make. Don't listen to these pharmaceutical ads. That's why I don't watch TV anymore. I don't watch TV hardly at all anymore. Every time you turn on any type of television, it's like you are bombarded with every single type of just pharmaceutical ad. I was at a friend's house today. He had the TV on. I finally told him to turn the TV off while I was over there. I got sick of it catching out of the corner of my eye. I'm in there for like 30 seconds. First thing that pops up is a new bipolar depression medication, a new one. They came out with another one now. They say there's many different forms of depression, but bipolar depression, serious, and you should talk to your doctor about this new drug. Guys, when is it enough? You got to turn off the TV and start doing your own research and looking into this stuff. Nobody has a bipolar depressive pharmaceutical drug deficiency. It doesn't exist, guys. Nobody has an anxiety drug Xanax deficiency or a Prozac deficiency. It doesn't exist. A lot of these drugs in most cases are massively overprescribed for uses that they're not even called for on the box, and they cause all kinds of significant side effects. So the whole point in saying that is always look at alternative routes. If something doesn't work for you, dietary changes, if something doesn't work with supplements, I promise you, the medication's always there. The surgery is always there. But at least try to go the best natural route you can before you take that route with the pharmaceutical drugs, because Dad and I have seen it, man, and it gets so severe so fast, and it's rough because there's nothing we can do about it at that point once people choose to go down that route.
Well, it's a never-ending circle. It just goes down deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. I mean, I've got a friend of mine who's a pastor, and he has had numerous back issues, I mean, repeated surgeries, and I have pleaded with him personally to try anti-inflammatory compounds such as cod liver oil and turmeric. And he just looks at me like I'm from another planet. And I love the guy. He's a great speaker, but just doesn't get it because he's so sold over to the mainstream medicine. And this week, I believe he's going in for a seventh or eighth back surgery. And now they're actually putting a pump, a pain medicine pump. It's probably going to be an opiate pump, I would think. And they're going to install it into him so he can just hit the pump and hit the pain. The thing that they're not bothering to tell him is that his bowels aren't going to work. The thing they're not bothering to tell him is that it's going to be unbelievably addictive. The thing that they're not bothering to tell him is that the DEA could come in and regulate and not allow you to have that. And the other thing they're not going to tell him, Austin, is after you get to a certain point, you take a lot of that stuff to get the same effect.
Oh, yeah.
Your body down-regulates. And so then pretty soon you become dependent on these type Schedule II drugs. And I've seen it years ago. I had a friend of mine who was in our high school class, a good man, and he ended up playing high school football and hurt his knee, and then with the Florida State, re-injured it and had to have a knee replacement 15 years later, 20 years later, in his early 40s, and it completely debilitated him. When he came to our 30th high school reunion, this guy was like the captain of the football team, you know, that all that stuff, and president of the senior class. He came in a wheelchair, could barely walk, and he had had bone rejection on his knee replacement, and he had all kinds of back problems because the drugs they had been giving him affected his spine. Guys, this thing has a spiral that gets worse and worse and worse and worse, and I have seen it so many times in my own practice when I used to see patients on a regular basis where they start off with something that's just not that big of a deal to fix, could be just a few changes in diet, a few supplements, and then within a year, they've got them on a dozen different medications for all the different medications they're on to try to cover up those side effects. And now they have serious problems. Now they've got pancreatic cancer or liver cancer or cirrhosis of the liver or skeletal muscle necrosis or kidney failure. And now all of a sudden it started off with this simple little thing. I remember years ago I had a friend of mine. His name was Richard. May he rest in peace. And he called me up. He was in his late 60s and he had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And they told him they were going to do the radioactive pellets and surgery and all that kind of stuff. And I told him, I said, Richard, I said, you know, you're 100 pounds overweight. I said, you're going to die of something else before you die of prostate cancer, very slow cancer. And he just didn't listen to me. And like within 60 days, Austin, he was dead. And, you know, the thing about this is that he didn't have to die. I mean, he could have lived probably for 15, 20 years with the prostate cancer the way it was. But see, guys, just listen for a second. Another guy, Mike Florentino, I talked about him last week, and he's given me permission to use his name. He had his prostate, his PSAs were up at, you know, 6. And he ended up basically got him back down to 4 by using the flaxseed oil and the black seed oil. And in fact, he was actually using fresh ground flax seeds along with our prostate support. And the doctor couldn't believe it. Asked him, how did you do this? I want to do it because my prostate levels are high. Guys, it's a lot easier to correct the problem from a nutritional standpoint and getting off the GMOs and all the poison foods than it is to try to go in and fix problems. I mean, doesn't it make sense that you'd rather prevent cancer than try to cure cancer? Doesn't it make sense that you'd rather try to prevent diabetes than try to cure diabetes? Doesn't it make a whole lot more sense that you'd rather try to prevent autism than trying to deal with autism? Because the only guys who were actually getting cure rates in autism were Brad Street and Gonzalez, and they were both murdered. They had a 15%, 100% cure rate. They had an 85%. They had a little bit of response as far as the kids to good, and they had a 15% zero response rate. So, guys, it doesn't really make any sense to intentionally introduce a compound into a child through a vaccine that may increase his risks of autism. I mean, why would anybody possibly do that so they don't get the measles or the mumps? I mean, the measles and the mumps and the chickenpox are not like deadly diseases. They never have been. I had them all. You know, so it doesn't make any sense when you get a lifetime immunity from these diseases if you don't take the vaccine and you catch these things. But they make it now when 2 or 3 people in an area or a dozen people get a measles case outbreak. Oh my God! It's the measles. We got to vacate. We got to run everybody out of the city. You know, it's crazy. I mean, we used to go to measles and chicken pox parties when I was a kid. And you guys are over the age of 60. You know that it's true. Your parents would take you to be with a kid who was intentionally infected with those diseases, so you just get it over with, be done with it, because it was easier to get rid of them during childhood. But we make everything turn into this giant brouhaha to the point now where these vaccine manufacturers who can inject little children now in their mother's womb are not going to be responsible for any damage they cause to those kids. This is like the fantasy of these guys, also, to be able to poison as many people as they want, make as much money as they want, and not have any liability whatsoever. It's absolutely just staggeringly incompetent.
Oh, it is. I mean, it boggles my mind. That's when I saw the article. I wanted to double-check it. It was accurate. I couldn't even... It's like, like you said, it's never enough for these guys. I mean, children have been born for thousands of years naturally. Why all of a sudden now do we need to start incorporating? And see, the aspect is, it's not just allowing guys to... The vaccine uses to be used in pregnant women. That's just not the aspect of it. It's the road that we've watched this go down over the last 25 years, actually more than about 30 years now, ever since they passed that in 1986. It's the fact that, of course, it starts off small. Oh, we're just protecting them so they can't be sued. Then it starts going down to what we see in California now recently, where you can't even go to a public school system now unless you've had all your mandated vaccines. To the next step, it's going to be you can't even keep your child in your custody unless they've had all the proper vaccines. Then it's going to go the next step with adults. If you haven't had all your proper vaccines as an adult, you're not going to be able to get your tax returns, or you're not going to be able to get a job, or your Social Security is going to be put on froze. If you name it, they can come up with it. Now we're going to the aspect of they're going to start mandating it. You watch, mandate it for pregnant women to receive these vaccines, or else the hospital won't admit them until they take the vaccine. Or if they don't take the vaccine once they have the child, it's going to be held in protective services until they give them the vaccine. This is where it goes when you start literally micromanaging a population about their health and telling them, this is what you need to do, you have to get a vaccine. But what's so... It's so ironic is to me, this is just what's so funny about it, and not in a laughable way, but just irony, is that they're so obsessed about vaccines. They're so concerned about making sure they shoot up the entire population with vaccines, even before they're born now. Yet, how many times have you seen an advertisement on TV that discusses about not eating GMO food, or discusses on trying to eat more vegetables instead of refined carbohydrates? Or discusses not drinking sodas with high fructose corn syrup? You haven't seen a single advertisement on television ever that has said that. I promise you, that's the whole irony about this, is all they want to do is force you to take pharmaceutical drugs that they put on the television, force you to take mandated vaccines, force you to not know what's in your food by not allowing GMO labeling, force more glyphosate and more compounds to be sprayed on these foods now because they're becoming so super weed resistant to everything that's happening now, yet they won't even bring up one of the most significant aspects of health, and that's your diet. Your diet can dictate so many areas of how you feel, your mental acuity, your long-term health, your growth, your death, every aspect of it. Food and what you put in your body dictates all of that, yet nobody wants to even bring that up. That right there, guys, just shows you they do not care about your health. They don't care about my health. They don't care about Dad's. They don't care about yours. They don't care about anything. As long as they keep you in a beta wave state, watching the television in a stupor, drinking your diet sodas and taking your flu shots every day, and you go to work like a good little slave, you pay your taxes, you come home and repeat the same thing again, don't question anything, don't look at anything that they don't tell you to look at, do everything they tell you to do, and you follow the rules, that's all they want you to do. They could care less about your health. Shoot, diabetes and cancer now are an industry. They're not a disease anymore. You hear about people talk about the cure for cancer, the cure for diabetes. How about preventable nutrition and healthy diet takes care of a large portion of that? And if it doesn't, there's all kinds of other things you can do to boost your immune system and get your pancreas in health in a lot of scenarios. So there's so many different options here for you guys, but nobody ever wants to bring them up or address them. It's all about forcing you to do it. They tell you to do, and you don't question it at all. You do exactly what they say. And it's getting pretty frustrating to me, Dad, honestly, seeing this over the fines, the tickets, Everything. Everything is designed to keep you subservient and listen to them and do exactly what they say. People say, you know, America's the land of the free. I mean, granted, this is still the greatest nation in the world, but as far as being free, we're far from that, man. We're far from that.
Well, you know, I remember years ago, back in 1987, this is 30 years ago, I was on a talk show, WCIE, out of Carpenter's Home Church. I can talk about this because this whole thing is defunct now. The entire church is torn down and gone. This is done. And I remember I was talking every month with Tom Trolson. This is, you know, oh gosh, I started talking with him back in 85. I was on for like 2 years every month and had a text, you know, at your show. And there was a lady, her name was the Happy Homemaker. Her name was Alice Faye Red. And she's gone now too, as in passed away. And she would come on immediately after I was on for an hour talking about health and why you shouldn't eat pork, et cetera, and give out a ham recipe or whatever. You know, she was very obese and she was called the Happy Homemaker. I guess she's supposed to be fat in order to be happy. And she would give out these ridiculously horrible recipes, kind of like the big fat lady used to be on the TV. So what was her name? Also, she ended up with diabetes. Paula Deen, yeah. So she's like a local Paula Deen. And so what ended up happening is she heard me 1 week talk about, you know, health and nutrition and no pork. And she started getting all these letters from her followers that, hey, you know, you need to listen to Ted and not eat pork and not give out pork recipes. Well, her husband was Dr. Henry Red. He's dead now, too. That's why I can mention all these people. And she went to him and said that I was basically making claims that nutrition could change people's health, and it wasn't true. That's what she said. That's what she said, and that's what her husband believed, too. He was a pediatrician. And so they actually took and had me thrown off. This guy was on the board of directors at Carpenter's Home Church, had me thrown off the radio, and I was told that I could no longer do that talk show with Tom because I had said that your health is dependent on the quality of the food that you eat and that food is your best medicine. Okay, that was such a concept 30 years ago, Austin, that people couldn't believe it. And these medical professionals in the area were angry that I had said it. They took me off the show. So what I did, I went to the pastor who I knew, and I said, I want to have a meeting, as Matthew 17 says, against my accusers. And sure enough, we had a meeting there in the green room at Carpenter's Home Church one Sunday morning after I was off the radio, and Dr. Red shows up with another medical doctor, Dr. Merchant. Now, they never told me they were going to bring two people in there to argue with me, or I would have brought multiple medical doctors and chiropractors and people that I knew in the area who were in 100% agreement with me. They didn't do that. And I sat there, and I just had it was basically a kangaroo court in which I was told that I was making unfound dietary claims as far as how diet could change people's health. And I was never allowed to go on that talk show again. Now, that whole church has been torn down. I mean, they had a 10,000-square-foot facility. It was huge, 8,000 members. The whole thing went bankrupt and down and gone. It's finished. You can ask Austin. Bulldozed. I mean, it's gone.
It's gone.
And it's gone. It's a grass field now where that giant, huge monolith stood. Now, what was interesting about this is I remember what the Bible says. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will repay. Now, before what happened with this Alice Faye Red, she was actually running a Ponzi scheme through the Watson Clinic in Lakeland. This is all news. You can look it up in the newspaper. And she ended up getting charged with running a Ponzi scheme, and she ended up going to prison over it. And Henry was also charged with one count, but wasn't put in prison, but was forced to work as a medical doctor to pay off the people they had stolen millions of dollars from. So the people who came in and attacked me because I said food is your best medicine, that diet changes your health, ended up one of them being a convicted felon and going to prison, and the other one being forced to work to pay people back all the money they had stolen until the end of his life. Guys, that's how far we've come now that we can, and in 30 years. So in 30 years, we had, and your mom was with me in that meeting, Austin, that little kangaroo court we had. And I mean, she left there hysterically in tears. And she goes, Ted, I don't want to talk to the Christian market anymore. I want to go to the secular market. It was because of that. And that was primarily the main reason that we started doing radio and TV talk shows in the secular market, because they had not been taken over yet by the Rothschild banking cartel, because Bill Clinton was not yet in office. And we were able to do a whole bunch of radio and TV shows in the secular market, along with, you know, all kinds of magazine stuff, because we had the ability at that point just to step away from the Christian market and say no more. Because the Christians were so biased. they can't understand that when 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 4 says that you know, you can eat anything you want to eat, but it says right in the verse, it says because it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer, and it says they declare foods, broma, B-R-O-M-A, to be ceremonially unclean, which are clean, and broma means sanctified according to Levitical law. Nobody can get that the Old Testament God is the New Testament God, and the Old Testament God hates the eating of pork. And the New Testament God is the same God. He still doesn't like the eating of pork. And he talks about it in the last two chapters of Isaiah. And the Christians were so backwards, Austin, back then 30 years ago. And many of them to this day are still. They will argue with you about the eating of pork, even though now the World Health Organization has said, one of the only true statements they ever made, that pork is one of the primary causes of cancer globally. And if you read in the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Reckwig, Professor Hans Reckwig wrote that pork is a homotoxin, a human being poison. And there's like 37 diseases transmitted from pigs into humans. So don't eat pork. Now, we know that's all true because the Word of God says that, but people don't want to believe that because that's not what they were told, because they want their Jimmy Dean sausage, or they want their bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich, and they want to eat what they want to eat with all the sodium nitrite leading to pancreatic cancer and intestinal cancers and colorectal cancer. So, guys, it's one of those things. If you're going to do what you're supposed to do, let's do it right. Does that kind of make sense? Let's do the best we possibly can in all these different areas and eat clean. Now, by the way, the Freedom Party's Hofer in Austria was defeated by the Greens Party, van der Bellen, in Austria. Now, the Freedom Party wants to stop all of this immigration into Europe. It basically had 46%, and his opponent, Alexander van der Bellen, a Green politician who ran as an independent, won 53%. Now, what's interesting about this is I believe this election was hacked, just like they tried to do with our election, because I've been in Austria, and they don't want the immigrants in Austria, period. They don't want them in Austria. Next thing, next article. Putin says Trump is smart and will soon be aware of different level of responsibility. This is from RT. The fact that Trump managed to achieve success in business suggests that he is a smart man, Putin said in an interview with Russian TV's channel. And he is smart. That means he will fully and quite quickly be aware of a different level of responsibility. We assume that he'll be acting this way, he added. Vladimir Putin also touched upon the current geopolitical situation, saying that he should see it changing as attempts to establish a unipolar world have failed. In other words, basically controlled by the New World Order. I believe that it is not a secret. Everybody can see that many of our partners prefer to the principles of international law because the balance of power in the world is gradually being restored, he said. But this is inevitable. Attempts to create a New World Order have not succeeded, and we are living in a different dimension, and Russia's always held this point of view. Guys, I believe in nationalism. I believe the United States should be the United States, and we've got to stop this massive onslaught with these alpha brainwaves and these theta brainwaves. And guys, one thing quick about Austin, he said that when he went to his friend's house, he asked them to turn the TV set off. You got to do this. Please do this. Turn the TV off when you're in the house and you're not listening to it, you're not watching it. I've gone into so many homes and the TV stays on literally 18 hours a day, blaring their propaganda through the house. Yep. Subconsciously, you hear every bit of that crap. It puts you into an alpha brainwave state when you stand there and look at it for just a moment. If you look at it very much longer than that, you'll go into a theta brainwave state. It's a mass hypnosis tool. That's all it is. Especially now with the high definition screens and the LED ones. They're unbelievably hard to deal with as far as not allowing it to program your brain. So guys, turn off the TV. Teach your children, if they're watching a show, and you as adults do this too, mute all the commercials. Yeah. Don't allow the commercials to go into your mind. Don't allow it to imprint on you. Just don't even look at it. Don't do it. Just stay away from the TV. I, like Austin, very rarely watch TV. If it wasn't a few things like the History Channel, a few other things, I would even have TV. I mean, but you can't really get that at basic cable. You have to get the extended cable, so you have to pay $80 a month to get this ridiculous, just barrage of propaganda all the time. And I never pay for premium channels because, number one, they got all that junk on, all that smut, because we got kids in the house, so I don't want that stuff in the house. So what I try to do is do my alternative news media as much as I possibly can, read as much as I can on my computer and iPad as often as I can, and avoid the TV set like it's the plague, except for maybe an hour at night before I go to bed on a few shows that I actually enjoy watching. What do you think, son?
Oh, you're absolutely right. The biggest thing, I mean, that's one of the biggest aspects, is muting the commercials when you're watching a show. I hardly know anybody that does that. And every time I'm at somebody's house, if they have the TV on, if they don't want to turn the TV off, if they're watching something, I always, always, always either ask them or I do it myself to mute the commercials. Because remember, guys, when you're watching a commercial, if you're just visually seeing the commercial, you're seeing it, you're taking it in visually. But that's the only sense you're taking in, the only sense. It's visual sense. That's it. So a lot of what you're seeing is very difficult to program you because you have your hearing and you have your smell and everything else is still functioning around you. So visually you're seeing that, but it's not programming you extremely significantly. Once you throw in the sound, the music, the wording, the background noise, every aspect of a commercial, guys, remember this, every single aspect, all the way down to the colors, to the visual stimulants, to the music, to the background noise, every aspect of a commercial is designed to sell you whatever they're trying to sell you and basically, essentially, to brainwashing you into thinking their product is the best, you need to buy their product. Do you think they're going to spend $1 million on a Super Bowl commercial if they have not literally scrutinized every single split second of that commercial before it airs? Absolutely not. They know what they're doing. They work on them for months and months and months before they ever release a commercial. And it's the exact same way with the pharmaceutical drugs, with the food ads. Everything you see on advertisement is designed to suck you in, designed to grab you, and designed to sell you exactly what they're selling. So mute the commercials every single time they come on if you're watching the TV. And if you're not watching TV, like Dad said, turn it off because there's absolutely no reason to listen to it whatsoever. There's no reason to listen to commercials and watch them at all, in my opinion.
Well, all it's going to do is elevate your cortisol. That's all it's going to do. It's going to make you feel lousy and elevate your cortisol. By the way, Texas governor says that sanctuary campuses will lose state funding. A sanctuary camp is a campus in which if they're a illegal alien and they're going to school there, no one's allowed to ask them about their citizenship, and they still can apply for all of the state funding and state loans and state grants. So it's almost ridiculous that you can come from another country and do this because it's a sanctuary campus. Let me read you this article from the Daily Caller. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the state will cut funding off to any public school that declares itself a sanctuary campus for illegal immigrants. Abbott made the announcement Tuesday or Thursday via Twitter in response to a petition effort in the state by students seeking to have their universities protect illegal immigrants. Unbelievable. Abbott made it clear such a move won't fly in Texas. It isn't clear how much funding Abbott could personally cut off without obtaining support from the state legislature. Abbott previously pledged to ban sanctuary cities in Texas, and he claims he has cut some state funding to ban them. But the Dallas Morning News disputes that claim, saying state money has yet to be truly cut off. If Abbott needs legislative backing, he'll have to wait until the upcoming 2017 legislative session. Guys, this is insanity that they have sanctuary cities that these illegal immigrants can go in and the police can stop them and can't ask them for any ID or proof of citizenship. This is absolutely nuts that this has happened in the United States. And that's one of the things that Trump says he's going to do. He's going to get rid of all these sanctuary cities. I mean, also, I don't even know how that makes sense. You know, it just doesn't even make any sense. No other country does stuff like this. We have done this because we have gone completely berserk with political correctness, and we're not allowed to ask anything about anyone. It's like I told you a couple of years ago when I was at the first class lounge over there in Germany or in England. I actually had a little pass to get into this really fancy lounge, and I asked the lady, this is at the airport lounge, and I was asked basically, you know, I asked her if she spoke English, and one of the guys there from Britain started yelling at me and fussing at me because I asked a obvious foreigner if she spoke English and if she could get me some more water. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I can't ask her if she speaks English? Are you kidding me? You know, the other day we went to a health food seminar over in Orlando, and we ran into a really good company that manufactures trace mineral supplements, and we're going to start carrying those at Health Masters. And what was interesting about this is that there, a lot of them were working, they were Mormons. And I asked them, I said, well, are you guys Mormons? And they said, yeah, we are. And I said, that's cool. I said, you know, I had a Mormon work for me one time and she was a really good employee. Now, I didn't get into all the debates about what Mormonism is and how it differs from Christianity. I didn't get all that. But the point is this, I shouldn't be concerned if I asked them if they're a Mormon, they shouldn't get upset. If someone says to me, Ted, are you a Christian? Okay. They should be able to say, well, yeah, I'm a Christian. I'm a born again believer. Now, if you ask a Jewish person, if they're Jewish, many of them get very angry. They get very angry. I don't understand. I still don't know that. I still don't understand that. It makes no sense to me. If you ask a Muslim, if they're Muslim, they're pretty cool about it. They go, yeah, I'm a Muslim. You know, they don't try to, oh my God, don't ask me, I'm a Muslim. Okay? So I don't know what's going on and why we can't just be like that with everybody. I mean, we can say, I ask people all the time, where are you from? They have an accent. And they go, why do you care? Well, I really don't care. I'm just trying to be nice. My mom was from Germany. She had an accent. I'm always intrigued by accents. So I don't really care where you're from. I'm just trying to make small conversation and be cordial and just trying to treat you with a little bit of respect. Oh, okay. Well, I'm from so-and-so. And I'm like, gosh, why is it a big deal to ask somebody where they're from? Guys, this political correctness has run amok in the United States. And sadly, the bulk of the population is okay with it, Austin. They're okay with it, and they actually endorse it. And sadly, it's not getting any better at all. What do you think?
Well, no, absolutely right. This is over there at University of Mississippi, the old Miss. It's pulled its sanctuary campus proposal after backlash. The entire student body senate of the University of Mississippi set out a resolution to make University of Mississippi a sanctuary campus. They have now completely pulled that proposal after the massive backlash from all the alumni and a large portion of the student body. Basically, what they wanted to do was make it, it's illegal immigrant students. It's banned federal immigration officials from stepping foot on campus. So it won't even let immigration officials on their campus. They won't even assist them. After the push to make Ole Miss a sanctuary campus, the resolution was pulled from being voted by the Student Senate after alumni and the general public flooded the university with concerns over the resolution. Under the proposed sanctuary campus proposal pushed by the social justice groups at University of Mississippi, campus police would have been barred from cooperating with immigration and customs enforcement and customs and border protection. The resolution also demanded that Ole Miss refuse ICE and federal immigration officials the ability to set foot on the public campus. Under the resolution, the use of E-Verify would have also been banned, while the creation of a university office for illegal immigration students, and I said that, illegal, I-L-L-E-G-A-L, they wanted a creation at the university office for illegal immigrant students to be established, and the alumni and a large percentage of the students pitched a fit about this and said, absolutely not, you're not even going to vote on this, you're going to revoke that immediately, and the entire student body said, revoked it from even being voted on. But the embarrassment part to me is the fact that they were even considering doing this to Mississippi State University. Like you said, Dad, it's the political correctness is run amok. It's absolutely run amok. You're going to make a division for illegal immigrant status, illegal immigrants. That's what you're going to do. You're going to create entire division for illegal immigrant students. I don't even understand that concept to be. We're the only country in the world that even remotely does anything this bizarre to our United States citizens and treats them with this level of disrespect, Dad.
No, it is. Now, speaking of treatment of disrespect under Obamacare here, and this is getting fast-tracked, forced psychiatric treatments are expanded under the fast-track bill before the Senate right now. Oh. Health Impact News. On November the 30th, the House passed H.R. 34, a 1,000-page bill known as the 21st Century Cures Act. Of course it is. They can say cures. They are now rushing to get introduced and passed by the Senate on Monday, December the 5th. I hope it didn't get passed. This bill must be defeated because it contains very dangerous provisions relating to psychiatric treatments. This is an urgent call to action. We must let our senators know that they need to oppose it. So do it. Call them today, please. It drastically broadens the criteria for those who qualify to be forcibly have psychiatric treatment performed on them. For example, if you are labeled mentally ill, so you like to listen to Alex Jones, right? So you're mentally ill. You can be court-ordered for psychiatric treatment because you are substantially unlikely to voluntarily participate in treatment. Court-ordered. That means they're going to hold you down on a gurney and inject you against your will. All states already have their own laws regarding involuntary treatment, and so there is no need for federal legislation, especially with such dangerously broad language. It undermines FDA regulations that are essential for making sure medical and drug research is done ethically, scientifically, and safely. meaning it could cost lives and basically destroy brains as far as I'm concerned with these psychiatric drugs. And additionally, in this 996-page bill is being fast-tracked, though it is being introduced with no time for the senators to fully study and understand the broad implications of it. Again, what it is, it's the New World Order people pushing this crap through in the United States because they know that Trump's never going to allow it to go through, and Obama will just say, okay, just sign it into law. Guys, none of this stuff is okay. Guys, I want to thank you so much for supporting Health Masters. Thanks for listening to the show. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for getting your supplements from Health Masters. And, you know, I want you to know something. We love you guys, and I appreciate you. And it's a pleasure to be on the air with you every day and sharing my time and Austin's time with you and being part of your family. I want to thank you for that. We'll be getting Christmas cards this week, so we'll be getting them out in all of the orders that are going out. I want to thank you for that in advance for all the blessings you've been to our family and supporting us. And so we just wanted to send you a Christmas card and say thank you back. So we love you. We appreciate you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Austin, go ahead and close.
Yes, and the HR 34 that I was just referring to with the psychiatric evaluations, that's the exact same bill that's on the floor right now that I was just discussing earlier that provides liability shield for fetal vaccine injury or death caused by vaccines administered during pregnancy. This bill is an absolute nightmare, and they're trying to use the guise of basically having fast-track medications or fast-track medical innovations for people that are dying in this bill. That's what they're trying to use it as the front guys to say this is why this needs to get passed immediately. However, as Dad just said, a 1,000-page bill that hasn't been read by anybody, there's nothing positive that can be in there but maybe a few sections, and they're using that as a selling point. So this is something I'm going to email our guys here when I get off the show. This is something you guys need to address immediately and contact your U.S. senators and let them know this is not something you want voted on. H.R. 34, absolutely not. The 21st Century Cures Act should not be passed into law whatsoever under any circumstance, guys. Guys, if you need anything, email us, call us. The show today, as always, is sponsored by healthmasters.com. Call us or email us if you need anything at all, guys. You have a blessed night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. We'll be right back.